Unit 75, A Leader of Her Country. By the 1990s, people had become accustomed to seeing women in high government posts. People were not so accustomed to this in the 1960s, however, yet that is when Golda Meir became Prime Minister of Israel. Meir was born in the Ukraine, however, she emigrated to the United States with her family as a young child. She grew up in Milwaukee, where her mother ran a grocery store. Meir trained to be a school teacher and married when she was about 20. As a young woman, Meir heard stories of the struggles to establish a Jewish homeland. In 1921, she and her husband moved to Palestine to work with the Jewish groups there. She was instrumental in helping Israel become an independent state in 1948. When the new government was formed, Meir was the only woman to belong to the Provisional Council of State, the legislative part of the government. She took an active role in establishing policy. In 1969, the Israeli Prime Minister died suddenly, and Meir was chosen as a compromise candidate for the position. She remained Prime Minister until 1974. 71 years old when she took office, Meir was a plain-looking, plain-dressing woman. She reminded some people of a kindly grandmother. But it was a mistake to underestimate her strength and will. She led her country through peace and war. After her death in 1978, Meir was called one of the great women in Jewish and world history.